I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This beatitude is not out of place in our time. It is not an echo of days gone past. There are many areas, countries, regions in our world today that are hostile toward Christians. Even here in the U.S., we see more hostility toward Christian followers with each passing day. Christian persecution takes many forms. It is defined as any hostility experienced as a result of identification with Jesus Christ. Persecution comes in two forms, the hand and the tongue. The hand being physical persecution, which could include being thrown into prison or even death. The question that comes to mind is why? Why are Christians persecuted? Perhaps John chapter 3 verses 19 and 20 can offer an answer. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For anyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, so that his deed will not be exposed. Christ is the light and is hated because of man's sin. So if you and I, who have turned from the darkness and humbled ourselves to be in the light and stand with Jesus, then we too are hated and become targets of persecution. We are not to seek persecution. We are not to provoke it by our actions or conduct. We should not seek it by violating the laws of society or harsh words. Only if we make an honest effort to live a life as a Christ follower and are persecuted solely for that reason should we consider the reward in the kingdom of heaven. In 2 Timothy we read, "Indeed, all who want to live in a godly way in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." A second question that comes to mind is, what does persecution look like today? According to the publication Christianity Today, 13 Christians die each day because of their faith. Every day, 12 churches or Christian buildings are attacked, and 12 Christians are unjustly arrested or imprisoned on a daily basis. 5 more are abducted each day. For those of us who live in the States, we might look at these numbers and see nothing but oppression and despair. But what is observed in countries that are high on the watch list of countries where it is hard to be a Christian is resilience. Here is a statement made by David Curry, the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. "The number of God's people who are suffering should mean the church is dying, that Christians are keeping quiet, losing their faith, and turning away from one another," he stated. But that's not what's happening. Today, it is estimated that over 309 million Christians have very high or extreme levels of persecution, which is up from 260 million last year. North Korea is on top of the 2024 list where Christians are persecuted the most, but God is working to push back the darkness even there, as 80,000 North Korean Christians are being kept alive by food aid coming from Chinese networks. Blessed are those that have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Father, we lift up all of our brothers and sisters that face such persecution. We pray that you will give them strength and stamina to be resilient, and may the harvest be amazing as we trust in you, our good shepherd, for your glory always. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.